You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 1-877-488-5350. Mel, I want to... Now, we're going to stay for the next hour, and Robert actually is going to stay with us for about 30 minutes of the next hour, so we can actually try to see how we can help Ziad and also help others who are in the same boat. Layla, before I go to Mel, go ahead and put your information. I think you have like a Facebook or a website so people can reach you or contact you.
Yeah, it's www.freeziad. Z as in zebra, I, Y as in yellow, A, D as in David, Yagi, Y as in yellow, A, G as in good, H, I, freeziadyagi.info.
Okay.
And then I'm on Facebook under Layla Yagi, same last name, and my first name is spelled L-A-I-L-A.
Okay. Now, Mel, what is the, you said you have a group that you are actually part of, trying to help people in Yagi's situation. What kind of help can you offer, Layla?
Well, I'm the director of the education committee of that group, and I guess the National Coalition to Protect Civil Freedom. And one thing, we have a website at civilfreedoms.org. And we also have several different committees, you know, the media and a political committee. We have a prisoners and families committee, which, you know, helps the families of the prisoners because it's a very traumatic thing. Obviously.
What is the name of the organization again?
You know, it's National Coalition to Protect Civil Freedoms, and the website is civilfreedoms.org.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about it, like who's behind it, or what kind of...
It's a coalition of about 20 different groups, and I don't have the list of the groups in front of me, but they've got half Muslim groups, and then civil liberties groups. My group, my initial group is Friends of Human Rights, and we formed around the Samuel Arias case in Tampa. And so there's a lot of people are concerned about civil liberties and rights of Muslims in particular, because they seem
what
to be
kind of,
at
what
the
kind
forefront
of an outreach. What kind of an outreach programs do you all have? What is your exposure? Is it on the internet? Is it? If you want to publicize Ziad's case, and of course, you know, his attorney needs to make that decision if publicizing his case actually is going to help him or hurt him. Actually, I remember in Samuel Arian's case, in the beginning, they did not want to publicize it, even though we pushed them and we said, look, you've got to publicize this. But the decision was from, I think it was the Quakers at that time that were involved in it, saying that no, they did not want to publicize it. In your opinion, because it was publicized after the fact, in your opinion, do you think these cases should be publicized, or we should wait for the justice of the court to take place?
I think they definitely need to be publicized. And in Sammy's case, we actually did quite a lot of outreach in that case. I'm not sure what it meant, but
stay with me, and all three of you stay with me. We're going to take a very quick break, and we will be right back.